lead to another subpoena from Democrats. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Attorney General Barr is supposed to testify at the House on Thursday, but he doesn't like the way Democrats want to question him. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Barr is warning if he's questioned by committee lawyers, in addition to rounds of questioning by lawmakers, as well as a proposed closed-door session, he won't show up to Thursday's hearing on the Mueller report. If Barr doesn't comply, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said the committee will have to subpoena him. President Trump, meanwhile, on the Fox Business Network, says Barr should answer another set of questions.
How did this start? How could a thing like this happen to our country? It was a big con job.
Democrats continue to seek answers about possible obstruction of justice charges against President Trump. Dave?
John in Poway, California.
Hail,
a vigil for Lori Gilbert Kay, the woman murdered in Saturday's synagogue shooting, shielding her rabbi from the bullets. Her funeral will be today.
Lori took the bullet for all of us. She died to protect all of us.
Rabbi Israel Goldstein was shot in the hand. A finger was blown off. The suspected gunman's in custody. 19-year-old John Ernest, investigators believe he posted an anti-Jewish manifesto online before the shooting.
A memorial here grew with flowers and prayers. Also, more details emerging. An off-duty Border Patrol agent, Jonathan Morales, joined Stewart in chasing Ernest into the parking lot, firing 5 shots, not from his service revolver, but from a gun that was hidden inside the synagogue specifically for law enforcement members.
Fox's William Lajeunesse outside the synagogue in Sri Lanka. The president's imposing an emergency law 8 days after the Easter suicide bombings that killed more than 250 people. The law bans face coverings in public, affecting Muslim women who can't wear full face veils. Americans were out buying more in March. Consumer spending surged nearly 1%. That's the biggest increase in nearly 10 years. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Investigators in Tennessee are still trying to figure everything out over the weekend where there were people murdered in a couple of different homes.
7 bodies have been discovered at 2 homes in Westmoreland, Tennessee, following a 911 call and a manhunt Saturday that led to suspect 25-year-old Michael Cummings being shot and injured by police. He's now in custody.
It's a relief, I believe, off everybody's back.
The suspect's neighbors describing him and his family as trouble.
No job, no life, and bad parenting.
A lot of his family has been arrested for all kind of just crazy charges, man.
Charges in the case are expected as investigators try to ID the 7 victims and the suspect's alleged motive. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Former Vice President Biden, after joining the crowded Democratic race for president last week, will hold his first campaign event today in Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania is a state President Trump took away from Democrats in 2016, along with Wisconsin and Michigan. His campaign chairman, Brad Parscale, believes Arizona, Colorado, New Hampshire, and New Mexico could be in play for 2020 as well. He told CBS Face the Nation they built a big voter outreach operation.
Right now we're already passing 30-some million, and we're on course to go to 40, 50 million, which is almost every voter that will vote for us for presidency. I can just call them or email them.
In Spain, election wins for the left and right.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez claiming victory after his Socialists Party won a hotly contested general election. But he failed to win a majority in Parliament, meaning uncertainty as Sanchez attempts to build an alliance with rivals. The election also returning the far right to Spain's Parliament for the first time since the 80s, the Vox Party winning 10% of the vote after railing against immigration and feminism and pledging to uphold Spanish traditions like bullfighting. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures barely moving before the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois State Police want to add new officers. Governor Pritzker has proposed $7 million to train two new cadet classes at the police academies. There has been a steady decline in the numbers with state police. The number of troopers has dropped by nearly 20% in the last 20 years. Authorities are looking for whomever shot a 24-year-old man in Charleston this weekend. WCIA says it happened in the 20 block of West Buchanan Avenue. No word yet on the victim's condition. A road closure to be aware of. Today, 6th Street will be closed between Green Street and John Street from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. The section of street is being closed on and off through April, May, and June. This is so crews can complete a series of foundation concrete pours and to erect a tower crane at 708 South 6th Street. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Sure. I actually Googled the best landscaping in the area, and he had only a few reviews, but he had 5 stars. And I think that was a huge plus. And then once we met him, I was sold just by talking to him.
We have now used Husky twice for our landscaping, both in our backyard and our front yard, and we are very thrilled with the results. It looked very similar to the drawings that Joel had shown us initially, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
I'm Joel Husky, Husky.com. OUSKI.com.
This is Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. There are a lot of roofing companies around, but you won't find one more dedicated than Freedom Roofing. We're a locally owned family business, and we'll give you an honest, accurate assessment of your roof's condition. If you need a new roof, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll reassure you that you're okay. And you won't find anyone who will be more dedicated and committed to your complete satisfaction. Please reach out to me for a free quote. Just go to freedomchampagne.com.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's actually a rainy week, Stevie. 60% chance of precip today. Windy, high 65, low 48. 63 the high tomorrow. 90% chance of thunderstorms, down to around 60 at night. Scattered shower chance at 60% on Wednesday. Mild with a high 73 expected, only down to 61 in the evening. Right now we're at 50 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, again, we've talked some about the Avengers. Text in if you've seen it and liked it, or how you're avoiding letting it slip.
Right. Ethan had said, I saw it Thursday night, IMAX in Savoy. Ooh, I wanted to make sure I watched it ASAP so I could avoid spoilers.
Yep.
If I never saw another Marvel movie, that was the fitting ending.
Yep.
Wow.
It just threaded beautifully. Weaved in and out. Now, there'll be another Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think there's other Marvel movies coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have another Black Panther, right? I mean, that was such a major hit. As it goes, I think Guardians of the Galaxy was extraordinarily funny and entertaining. They've had two of those. I think there's a third one coming out. Anyway, there's Stan Lee he's always done like an Alfred Hitchcock. It was a guy from the 50s did all these suspense stuff that always appeared in his own movies.
Made some kind of cameo appearance briefly.
He's been in every one of them, I think.
I think so, too.
And he passed away like a year ago.
He did. So but they have some kind of hologram?
I'm not telling you that.
Okay.
Why would I spoil anything?
Or maybe an ad on TV in the background?
Maybe not.
Okay.
I'm not saying nothing.
Riding the bus kind of thing.
I'm just not telling you.
Okay.
So, anyway.
That's fine. I'll look myself.
No.
Mentally get there.
And it's just, the only thing I'm saying about the Avengers is it's a heck of a movie.
Yeah.
It is over 3 hours, but there's just a lot in there. And then I think it's one of those where you could see 2 or 3 times and say, yeah, that's what that meant. Because there's ties to all these other films, and I haven't seen all of them. I've seen a number of them, and I've certainly seen the last 4 or 5 or 6. But there's been 22 of them. That's a bunch. But it's just been amazing. The same people have done all the Marvel movies. So that's why there's such continuity. Mm-hmm. They all kind of, I imagine they're sitting around saying, what if that happened, or what if that happened, or that happened? Mm-hmm. Though that doesn't make any sense. I mean, they probably have to have those conversations.
You're right.
Because, well, if you did that and you used the this and the time travel thing and that didn't work and the guy was stuck in there and all that stuff.
Yeah, what kind of writing circle would that be? Ooh. I mean, they have to bring up all these storylines and make sure they're getting it right.
And then, of course, at some point, you just have to suspend and say they're superheroes. They
That's
can do that.
Right.
They
That's
can
right.
do that. They're superheroes.
We can rewind the
they
time,
can do
whatever.
That. Yeah.
So, good stuff, though. $350 million domestically and $1.2
billion. $1.2
billion.
Wow, that is so much money. 9 out of 10 movie tickets sold in America over the weekend. 9 out of 10 went to that. Who would go to anything else? I guess if there's, I don't even know what else is showing. I couldn't name one other movie that's showing.
Well, I know one I would like to see is Dumbo.
Well, go see because nobody will be there.
There you go.
You'll be the only one in the theater. That's happened to me once or twice where the only one in the theater is really kind of fun.
It is.
All right. 8-11, the Cubs and Cardinals both pull out victories yesterday. We got that and more next. When service. Oh,
terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I'm carefully choosing words like what was the one of the more funny aspects of Avengers, and I'm even careful to say that.
Uh-huh.
But I've always enjoyed Thor. I think he's really cool.
Yeah.
He made me laugh.
Okay, good.
359-225, careful, 359-2255 if you want to text in anything Avengers or any observations in the theater. And our theater, we went to 9 o'clock Thursday. And not every seat was full because the front row corner left. I mean, that awful seat. But,
yeah.
And then in the back, I saw one or two, like, in between, ten, you know, that kind of thing. But it was maybe five seats.
Uh-huh.
And I think officially listed as a sellout. And I think all the IMAX were gone. I like IMAX because you can show up and sit where you're supposed to sit. Mm-hmm. You got reserved seating. You're paying for it, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that stress. And it is worth seeing the previews. There's another Rock movie coming out. And guess what? He's like holding on to something. Things are blowing up, and he's got big muscles.
That's right. And pretty much the Rock's formula.
And I like it.
Me too.
There's another Will Smith coming out. And it's, again, we haven't seen Will Smith
like
in a while.
Like a Men in Black? Or?
No, it's like some sci-fi thing.
I okay.
mean, I don't know how you survive in acting anymore if there's not booms and whistles and all those bells.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the straight dialogue on a stage is anymore. We need some sort of stimulation. We need to see you diving and make it look amazingly real. I'm pretty sure a lot of even what you see on people, they can touch and make different. They can make you fat or thin. Or I think you can do that with computer enhancement now. I don't think in the old days when Tom Hanks had to lose 70 pounds for Castaway, I'm not sure he'd have to do that as much anymore. I'm not sure. I just know that what you see on there, go, wow. And they go, wait a minute, that's not real. But it sure looks real.
Right.
What they're able to do there. And you look at the end, if you stay for the credits, there'll be 1,000 digital people
mm-hmm.
in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
It's stunning. All right, here we go. It's want to text in 359-2255, sports headlines.
Well, the NFL draft happened in Nashville. Draws record numbers, it says. 600,000 attended over
listen,
3 days.
The ratings outdrew the NBA
it
playoff.
Did.
I'm stunned by the NFL draft and what an event it is, but it's bigger than the NBA playoffs at this point.
6.1 million
Man.
Viewers over 3 days. I know I caught it. I mean, we were eating at one of these sports places that has a lot of screens,
yeah.
but my daughter and I were commenting on all the fashions. There was a pink pinstripe
yeah,
suit.
That was the number one. Murray from
right.
yeah, Oklahoma had a pink pinstripe.
So
and I don't know how they decided on that.
Of course, we were into all the fashions for this prom weekend that just passed. Good stuff. St. Louis Cardinals, good stuff as they beat Cincinnati 5-2 yesterday. Game against Washington tonight. Here's your Redbird recap.
John Rooney, a 7-2 homestand. That's really good. And speaking of seven, how about seven shutout innings for Flaherty to beat Cincinnati and take two out of three from the Reds?
That's the first win for Flaherty in his young career against the Reds, now 1-2. But more importantly, he's 3-1 now for the Cardinals. After four hits, only one walk, four strikeouts, and seven shutout innings, John Brebbia, Andrew Miller, Jordan Hicks pitched well. Dominic Leone, he hit a hiccup in the ninth inning, giving up two runs, but John Gant got the last out to pick up his second save, and the Cardinals took two out of three from the Reds.
In a 7-2 homestand, they head for Washington now, and they'll take on the Nationals as Michael Walker will come off the injured list, and he'll try to run his record to 2-0. He'll be opposed by a left-hander, Patrick Corbin, who's 2-0 already, and we're on the air at 5:10 with the pregame show. Cardinals win it yesterday, 5-2. 2 over the Reds.
Aye.
We had Chicago over Arizona 6-5 yesterday. Game over 6 hours. 15 innings later, Ben Zobrist had a big bat.
He drives one in the air to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Chatwood scores. Almora goes to third. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate. Almora slides in, scores. Zobrist goes to third. Cubs lead 5-3.
Wow, good stuff. Chicago White Sox over Detroit 4-1. They'll host Baltimore tonight. Illinois beat Nebraska 6-5. We had Illinois softball team lose to Ohio State. That final was 5-4. Illinois golf winning their fifth consecutive Big Ten championship.
It just isn't that easy. I mean, it sounds like Mike Small's golf team wins every year. And you say, well, that's just great. They're really good. No. You don't. Think about the football winning 5 championships in a row in the Big Ten, going to the Indianapolis the playoffs and winning every year 5 times in a row. You'd go, it'd be amazing.
It is.
It's you just don't do what they're doing, and yet it isn't as highly visible. But what he's done with the program is I don't think will ever happen again.
Speaking of the NFL draft, we led with Illinois offensive lineman Nick Allegretti goes on to the Kansas City Chiefs. 2 former Illini undrafted free agents, Deshaun Phillips to Atlanta and Chase McLaughlin to the Buffalo Bills. NBA playoff semifinals. We had Boston beating Milwaukee and Golden State winning over Houston. And we'll have NHL playoffs tonight with the St. Louis Blues in Dallas. Chase Elliott with a checkered flag in Talladega. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Or if you won 5 Big Ten basketball championships, you won the Big Ten 5 times in a row, you'd say, what? Nobody does that. And I understand that golf is not paid as much attention to, but it's still the same. You recruit kids, you develop kids, you get them to, and in golf, as my favorite saying goes, golf is 90% mental, 10% mental. It's just tough when you have these young kids and how to convince them that they can make birdies and all these other things. It's just amazing. And I guess I'm into golf a lot, so I recognize the job he's done. But Mike Small, maybe the greatest college coach ever. Certainly one of them.
Huh? Since we were commenting about the NFL draft, Adam was saying that Pink Suit was paying tribute to his favorite movie, The Great Gatsby, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, that's kind of obscure, but okay. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 65, low 48, scattered showers and thunderstorms, windy conditions. Same for tomorrow, high 63, low 60, with thunderstorms in the forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, windy on May 1st, Wednesday, high 73. We're currently at 50. Another text in here commenting on the Endgame. Watched it in Paris, Illinois. Saturday wasn't sold out. $5 for adults,
what?
$4 for kids.
Let's drive to Paris.
Some great deal.
Wow.
And also, there is a new Men in Black coming out, and the actor for Thor is in it.
I'll be darned. That ought to be good. All right, 359-2255. You want to text in? Talking a lot of Avengers following an amazing record-setting weekend. It's 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg can expect a grilling from investors and reporters at today's annual meeting. It turns out it wasn't until the crash of a Lion Air jet in October that Boeing told Southwest and other carriers that a standard safety feature had been deactivated. A first for Spotify. The music streaming service reached 100 million paid subscribers in the recent quarter, adding more customers than analysts expected. Spotify invested in its growing podcast business, acquiring companies like Gimlet Media and Anchor. Shares of Restaurant Brands International, the parent of Burger King, dropping. That's after the company reported earnings that missed analysts' estimates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Will it fit properly? Will it be safe? At DirtCycle, they only deal with quality. And if you'll visit them Saturday, May 4th at the DirtCycle location in Champaign, you can take advantage of the parking lot sales event. You're going to get quality, unbelievable prices. DirtCycle, since 1935, their parking lot sales event is Saturday, May 4th from 9 to 5. DirtCycle, 1201 South Mattis in Champaign.
Yeah, they'll be the Mattis location for the sidewalk sale coming up. It's a sales event. because we're going to have crazy prices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 824, ESPN 93.5. It's, again, when it comes to consciousness of entertainment world, it's all Avengers, at least for a while. And there's some people that go, oh, stop talking about Avengers already. But it's never happened again. It will never happen again, I don't think. Like this, Star Wars is kind of fading out. This is kind of it for this series, for Marvel. And I don't know, I guess, you know, people try and put more things together. DC has tried, I think, with Superman and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't had the continuity, I don't think, that Marvel has. But it's big deal. Buzzing and kind of trending here is Dr. Rick Rigsby, who did a commencement speech over the weekend. This is a motivational speaker, and I thought I'd play the tail end of just his sound, which is getting play everywhere.
Cadets, I've come here with honor, with bells on, to ask y'all one question, a question that I was asked all my life by a third-grade dropout. How you living? How you living? Every day, ask yourself that question, how you living? Here's what a cook in the dining center would suggest you to live this way. That you would not judge. That you would show up early. That you'd be kind. That you'd make sure that that servant's towel is huge and used. That if you're going to do something, you do it the right way. That cook would tell you this, that it's never wrong to do the right thing. That how you do anything is how you do everything. And in that way, you will grow your influence to make an impact. In that way, you will honor all those who have gone before you, who have invested in you, from teachers to grandparents to mom and dad. And when you combine that academic knowledge with that wisdom, oh my goodness, you will change the world. So to the class of 2017, it is with great honor that I say all your life, look in those unlikeliest places for wisdom. Enhance your life every day by seeking that wisdom and asking yourself every night, how am I living? May God richly bless y'all. Thank you for having me here.
Now, this, as you heard him say, was 2017.
Right.
Why it popped up and has gone viral now has caused him to resign his assistant pastorship at a church in McKinney, Texas. He is now all over the place because people have finally heard him talk. I mean, it's stunning how viral can work, but this is an extraordinary man, and he talks about his wife who passed away and the lessons from his father, who's a third grade dropout.
Right.
And a, say, car, dishwasher. It's just one of those wonderful, wonderful messages. It's online, and Rick Rigsby is his name, and you can YouTube it and hear the 25-minute message. But he's terrific, and not one note, not one piece of paper.
Really?
He said, you memorize it. Says, how do you know no notes? He said, it's in my heart. I don't need it.
I don't know if that was the case for you, my commencement speaker, class of 85 at Unity.
Yeah, I believe I had notes.
Okay.
Was that 85?
Yeah. I think it was out on the football field.
I did one in 82 as well, so I think I was in the gym then.
Okay, very good.
And football feeling back in the gym, I think I did three.
That's something on my bucket list, actually. At Unity, though, they just have the folks from the class audition. They don't necessarily do the valedictorian doing it.
Yeah.
So pretty cool when you hear those commencement
speeches.
No,
they're wonderful, and I love doing them. And I did one, I think, at ABL Broadlands.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing them.
Good.
It's fun to get to try and inspire these kids. And all they're thinking about is where the party is.
Right.
Right? So you got to have some poignancy and
some meat in your 5 minutes.
Got to have meat. I talked longer than five.
Okay.
I think they gave me 15 or 20.
Really?
Yeah. All right, 8:28. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump blasting Democrats for problems with migrants at our southern border.
I don't get what their plan is. Do they want to let people in that shouldn't be here? Because we have people that are trying to get in that shouldn't be here.
Speaking to Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Network.
414,000 people apprehended at the southern border for fiscal year 2019. That's already surpassed all of last year's total. The word is out, as they say, radio ads playing all across Central America. Smugglers apparently promising a way, a path to the American dream. That is coming from Border Patrol this morning.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And Boys in the Hood director and writer John Singleton has died. His family had previously confirmed he suffered a stroke on April 17th. Singleton was 51 years old. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A road closure to be aware of. Today, 6th Street will be closed between Green Street and John Street from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. The section of street is being closed on and off through April, May, and June. This is so crews can complete a series of foundation concrete pours and to erect a tower crane at 708 South 6th Street. Tomorrow, Illinois lawmakers get back to work for the 2019 regular session. They've been on spring break for 2 weeks. The Southern.com says the governor's call for legalized recreational marijuana is among the topics on lawmakers' to-do list. The governor has proposed a bunch of new revenue streams to get the state out of what he called a $3.5 billion structural deficit. That includes legalized adult use of marijuana, legalized sports betting, higher cigarette and tobacco taxes, and a new tax on shopping bags. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got great conditions when we're not seeing the rain come down, and that's the case throughout the day with the wind and a high 65 expected. 48 our low tonight. Up to 63 tomorrow, down to only 60. We've got a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms again Wednesday, Thursday, and really Friday. There's sun in the forecast with a high 72 by Sunday. Right now, the temperature is at 49. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Netflix might drop The Office. Is that what the buzz?
Really?
That would be a problem.
I know it was a big weekend for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Me either.
But it's I understand, pretty intense.
Right.
I hear a lot of references to Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
But and somebody recommended I look at a Netflix something, and I tried, and it just was had no redeeming value for me.
I see.
Everybody was bad, and I just wasn't interested in it.
And some sexual connotations, too, from what I hear.
Yeah. Which one? For?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I think that's right. So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, over the weekend, after I saw Avengers on Thursday, my kids have seen it another time since. At least Benjamin and Christian. And again, they liked it a lot the second time through. So, and certainly a lot of reaction. There's a lot of reaction to it because of, you know, you walk out there going, huh, okay, let me try and digest everything that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you enjoyed if you're going to go see it. It's over 3 hours, so it's not a quick watch. And the theaters are just, I think they're going to be really crowded all weekend and probably this coming weekend, all week and all this coming weekend because of the word of mouth. And the fact that it's like 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is very unusual. I think Black Panther had 98 from the critics. This is 97. I'm wondering what the 3% have a problem with. Anyway, it's one of those real rare deals. Number one in the world at 1.2 billion box office revenue worldwide. That's number one by double. I think the last one was Infinity War, Avengers Infinity War, and that was 650.
Speaking of the movies, we just got a text at 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5 with Dwayne commenting that a movie that only plays tonight at Savoy 16 is 7 is Kingdom Men Rising. Doc Reverend Tony Evans, it's a movie on how God wants men to be a leader, an example to their families. Heard it's real good.
Yeah.
Tony Dungy is in it,
ooh,
along with some other athletes.
Tony Dungy is one of the best. So if he's in anything, I'd be interested. I'm just not sure if on Avengers Week you're going to get a lot of guys to go to that.
So Kingdom Men Rising tonight at 7.
Kingdom
16.
Men Rising.
Yes.
I'm sure that has a ton of value. If Tony Dungy was here for the coach's camp when Ron Turner was here.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Jim Turpin couldn't host it, so I did.
I see.
And I sat next to Tony Dungy for 2.5 hours.
Yes, please.
And he was so engaging and so interested in me. So tell me about your trip.
Really?
He was the kindest, nicest, big-time guy I've ever met.
I love that.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Turn it around and they're curious about your life.
And he's genuinely a good human being. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody says that and it's true. It's just amazing. So anyway, our kingdom what? Kingdom?
Men Rising.
Men Rising at Savoy if you want to sit in the theater with not a lot of people. I'm sure that, even though I'm
7
sure.
7 o'clock tonight.
I'm sure it's a great show and I'd probably love to see it too. Okay, and then the marathon over the weekend, that's getting buzzed. The weather was not perfect, but we got it in. And again, Mike and Jan and all the good people, and it takes just hundreds of all the Busey volunteers I saw at Memorial Stadium for the kids run, the youth run. And some of these kids, you know how kids are when they start a race and you're 8 years old? You just dead dog sprint.
That's right.
And then they slow.
Uh-huh.
There's one kid that ran in the first race that sprinted the whole way and won by 100 yards. I mean, he was so far ahead. And he got done and kind of fell over.
Exactly.
But these little guys just burst out and the parents can't keep up. And the parents are just, you know, running a half a mile
in street
clothes. So it was fun to see. It was really, really, really chilly. And rainy and stuff. But again, what are you going to do? Everything went off, I think, well. And I think the fella that tied, remember last year in 18?
Yes.
They had a tie?
Yes.
One of those guys won again.
Uh-huh.
So came back in and did that. But
218-11 and 218-19.
218. That is so fast. Boston Marathon guys are doing 208 or something, 206.
Right.
That's so fast. It breaks down to 5 minutes and something a mile.
Insane.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and you're off the line sprinting, as you were mentioning with the kids.
No, that's what they do for 26.2.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, congratulations to all involved. A great weekend again for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. All right, 8:38, if you want to join us for this. Our annual bus trip to Busch Stadium to see the Cardinals play the Cubs on Sunday, June 2nd, is filling up fast. Come with us and cheer on your team. We've sold all of our suite tickets, but you can still buy your infield terrace tickets and round-trip transportation for just $139. Stop by our studios to buy yours or call 217-367-1195. 217-367-1195. But hurry, these tickets will sell out. Boost Thor. Chris Hemsworth?
Helmsworth.
Helmsworth. And his brother was the star in Hunger Games.
Yes.
That was the supposed love interest of...
Liam Hemsworth?
Is that his name?
Okay.
I think he was the whatever district they were in was... what's the woman who's the star, for Pete's sake? The big star. She was the cat. Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Why do you start this?
No. The actress who's one of the biggest stars, and she's like 20. Oh, for crying out loud. Anyway, she and him in District Whatever. Isn't that awful? What a bunch of holes trying to tell a story? Sounds like 359-2255 if you want to fill in those holes.
Coming this spring, Tolono Family Dental providing a...
Okay, so the point was that guy starring as Thor and... The fellow from Hunger Games are brothers, which is unusual. Two big stars as brothers, you know. They both made it pretty. Yeah, they're both handsome guys.
That's right.
Okay.
Liam Hemsworth.
Jennifer Lawrence, by the way.
Yes, is in Hunger Games.
And I don't know what district they were in.
That's right.
Deeper trivia.
Okay.
8:43, ESPN 93.5. The Cubs and the Cardinals both held on. And Cubbies came through after. The only thing worse than playing a 15-inning baseball game is to lose a 15-inning baseball game. And they won. Cubbies won.
That's right. The final was 6-5. And they've got the day off today after that 15 innings over 6 hours on the diamond yesterday in Arizona.
They're off today and Thursday, so they have two games. And then they host the Cubs this week, Cardinals this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Cubs and Cardinals. The Cardinals at this minute are 2.5 ahead of the Cubs. So it's going to be a very interesting sellout again at Wrigley for the Cubs-Cardinals this weekend.
Speaking of which, we've got Cubs versus Cardinals June 2nd.
Yep.
If you'd like to hop on our bus, it's $139, and you don't have to worry about the parking and all of that. And he has the hassles. 1:15 start at this point, so join us, ESPNCU.com, for details. The Cardinals have Washington tonight after beating Cincinnati. That final was 5-2 yesterday. Chicago White Sox also winners over Detroit. 4-1 was the final. Now they'll host Baltimore tonight. On to the Illini. We had 6-5 win over Nebraska yesterday. Teller Sarvis hit a go-ahead two-run double in the ninth to lift the Illini to the victory. Our Illini softball team, 6-14 in the Big Ten, 27-22 overall, lost to Ohio State 5-4 yesterday. Illinois Golf winning the fifth consecutive Big Ten championship. Quite an achievement for our coach, Mike Small.
Unreal.
NBA playoffs are in the semifinals. Boston over Milwaukee 112-90 yesterday. Celtics lead 1-0. Golden State over Houston 104-100. That ties up the Warriors are up 1-0 on that. Tied at 1-1. Colorado over San Jose 4-3 in hockey yesterday. And Carolina beat the New York Islanders 2-1. Carolina up 2-0 as the NHL playoffs continue. And St. Louis Blues are in Dallas to face the Stars tonight. NFL draft had Nick Allegretti, our Illini offensive lineman, joining the Kansas City Chiefs. Two former Illini undrafted free agents, Deshaun Phillips to Atlanta, Chase McLaughlin to the Buffalo Bills. Chase Elliott wins in Talladega. That does it for sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, by the way, what would Nick Allegretti get for money? I did a little research on the money. That was the Kyler Murray, the number one pick. $36 million. $36 million. 23 is the signing bonus. His salary is like $495,000, but the signing bonuses are what keeps it, the cap. They all have $188 million to spend, and you have to stay under that cap. So Nick Allegretti, I think, would probably get a four-year deal, maybe $2 or $3 million. That's not bad. Hey, that's a pretty $500,000 a year. Playing football is pretty good. And you know what? What do you make on the practice squad? Anybody? How much do you make on the practice squad every single week getting your burns? Of course, they don't really hit, do they?
$100,000
a week?
No, not a week.
Well, it depends how long you stay.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
Sometimes it's 2 weeks. You turn your ankle, you're off the team. You know, I mean. It's a real hang in there, but they get $8,000 a week if you can maintain a practice squad position. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's $32,000 a month if you can hang in there. I don't know. I'd really be curious what a practice squad looks like because they're not hitting during the week. But before the season starts, they're probably getting their brains beat out. But I would think during the week they're in shells and not really because they're injured and all this trying to recover. Anyway, Jeremy Warner Show may know more about that coming up after 9 this morning. Stand by for that. I wonder if Jeremy's seen Avengers. You have to listen. Hey, we enjoyed going to the Long Branch.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I had a great steak visiting with Donnie at the Long Branch. I love the ambiance. I love the kind of the smaller town. You know it's good. And it was. It was really, really good. I love steak. And they serve them up. Big time, Long Branch. I mean, it's worth the drive to Gifford. It's really, really, if you want a good steak, Donnie's got it going on, and he and his son will take care of it. We are on the air with the Cardinals tonight at 5:10, 10 after 5 tonight. They're in Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals. It's a four-game series, 1-2-3-4. Then Friday, they head to Wrigley Field, Chicago, to take on those Chicago Cubs in a three-game weekend series. Cubbies will play tomorrow night and Wednesday night in Seattle, off today and off Thursday. Let's check your weather.
All right, great conditions today when we're not getting the showers and thunderstorms, and it's windy, too. We've got a high 65, low 48, 63 with a 90% chance of thunderstorms, and tomorrow's forecast down to around 57 in the evening. Mild with a high of 73 expected Wednesday, but you guessed it, scattered showers and thunderstorms and windy conditions. Right now, the temperature's at 50. ESPN 93.5.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Every month we salute someone in law enforcement, and this month it's Sergeant Andrew Good. Graduated Muhammad Seymour in 1999, went to the Marine Corps, so he has served our country. Now he's serving us. It's Sergeant Andrew Good. Andrew, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Shout out to the kids.
My daughter, she is in 7th grade at Muhammad Seymour. Her name is Taylor, and my son, his name is Drew. He's in 3rd grade.
Your wife is an emergency room nurse. It's great to have somebody that knows medical in the home, huh?
Absolutely. Comes in very useful.
Yeah. Why did you want to serve as a law enforcement guy? You went to Moultrie, Douglas County, I think Moultrie County?
I got my start in Moultrie County. Obviously went in the Marine Corps right after high school. I was in the Marine Corps. When I got out, I knew I wanted to get into law enforcement, trying to get my foot in the door wherever, and eventually came to Champaign County and Corrections, and then went to law enforcement in 2006.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Proverbs 31, 10 through 12 states, a wife of noble character who can find. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Honor your wife and your mother, not only on Mother's Day, but every day. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
For 25 gigs of high-speed, then 2G. See terms at StraightTalk.com.
Well, we wind it up. We'll be back in the morning. Do this again with Dr. Todd Likens. Every Tuesday at 10 before 8, we have a Ask the Vet. If you have a dog or cat question, we can do that on Tuesday mornings. Now enjoy your viewing. 29 shows at the Savoy, 16 for Avengers Today, 29.
Except for the 3 o'clock show, which is already sold out.
That's what I understand. The 3 o'clock on a Monday?
It was interesting, your perspective, visiting with Melissa and getting an interview with her about how they have to stock up for everything, make sure the restrooms and the concession stand ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, in the lines, they had like signs of this is this show, then they make announcements, and then you're scattered, kind of not using sharp elbows, but you want in there to get to
the... That's right.
And frankly, again, we were there Thursday night for Avengers at Savoy 16, and people were getting there at quarter till the show, and they had decent seats.
Uh-huh.
It's the front row people that got there 2 till 9.
That's right. That's,
you're going to sit in the front row if you do that. Right. So it's just whatever.
So bring a Kleenex from what I hear, and make sure you use the restroom ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, Kleenex, but maybe.
Those are all things that
I don't know if you're hearing.
We're hearing.
Maybe you're getting bad information.
Okay.
And because this one part, I'm not going to tell you. Now, listen, it's a compelling movie. They've done a great job with it. If you're into Avengers at all, if you're not, it won't mean much. But if you are into it, it's pretty good how they tie it all together. See you tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. The Jeremy Warner program is coming up next. Back with you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great Monday.
Michelle.